We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes. The Gemara in Mudah brings a story that the Umas Soilim had a gzeira on Am Yisrael. Shelo yasku b'toyro, they should not learn toyro. Shelo yamulus b'neim, they should not do brismila. V'yishechalu Shabbos sois, they should do chilul Shabbos. Now the Rosh already points out, and many of the first should bring it, that these are the three mitzvahs that separate Am Yisrael from the Goy. Torah was given to only Am Yisrael, and Goy cannot learn Torah. Bris Milah, it's something which, it's the Ois Bris, that's what makes a Jew into a Jew. And Shabbos, we know Goy Sheshavas Chayam Yisrael, it's a Torah for Am Yisrael only. So that's why the Goyim always come against these three things. Because these three things is what makes Am Yisrael unique and separate from the Goy. So what do? Says the Gemara, Ma'aso Yehudu ben Shamoya v'chaveiru, Rebbeinu Shimon and his friends, they went to a Motroniso Achas, an important woman, that all G'dayli Roim were by her, and she told them, go and make a demonstration, go protest. And they came and they screamed out, aren't we your brothers? Don't we have the same father? Don't we have the same mother? Why are you treating us differently than everybody else? And then the Gzeir was butel. And this part of the Gemara is very hard to understand. We're telling the Goyim that we are the same father, the same mother, we're brothers. Adarabah, this whole idea of the mitzvahs is that we're separated from them. So what does it mean, this Avgana? And this Batronis or Achaz, this important woman, tells them to do what's shat in it. And the Mefarshim were busy in ways to explain the Gemara, the Mahashah, the Ben Yoyodah, etc. But I saw in later Sfarim, they bring a similar idea. It's brought down in the Emek Shaveh, it's brought down in Abdoilach, and also Baal HaFlon and Poim Yofos on Sefer Bamidbar says a similar idea. The pshat is like this. Am Yisrael are not going and speaking to the Umas Olam. They're not speaking to the Goy. Every time there's a gzeira in the world, there's a punishment to Am Yisrael. It's not something coming from the Goy. It's something coming from Shemayim. Am Yisrael is being punished for a reason. And that's what they're coming and dominating and screaming over here. A Shemayim, the way the Purim Yofer says, is calling up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going up to Hashem, leaving this world, and reaching up to the heaven and screaming and saying, aren't we brothers, says the Mekshavit, talking not us and the Goyim, but us among ourselves, aren't we brothers? Don't we have the same father, same mother, speak about the Koyches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the Seichel, the Koyach, so we have the father and mother, everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why are we different? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating us differently? Screaming to Hashem. It was a tzaka, a scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us out of the tzaris. And I saw the Rechil Michel Stern sends to Derech Yitzchayim of the Ramchal, then the time of Gzeirus Tachvetat, when the big crusades happened, and Am Yisrael was suffering. So Rav Shimshon Ben Tripolia went up to Shemayim and asked, why is Am Yisrael suffering so much? So told him the Sitrach, or told him the Satan, I'll leave you alone. All I ask you to do is stop three things. Stop Shabbos, stop Milo, stop Torah, and there'll be no more Tzaris. So said Rav Shimshon Ben Tripolia back, Am Yisrael should suffer. Am Yisrael is okay for us to go through the tzaris, and we're not going to take away from these mitzvahs. These mitzvahs that make us unique, make us Am Yisrael. Meaning when we're challenged on the essentials that make us who we are, that's when there's a special gzeir mishamayim that we need to go to Eish Shamayim, up there to heavens, and daven to please stop it, because this is the challenge of being a Yid. And this is what the Afghana is doing over here. The Afghana demonstration is screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanis because we are unique, because we're Yidden. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.